criminal charges are not evidence of guilt. They're mere allegations. All criminal defendants are presumed innocent until they're convicted in a court of law. Good morning, everyone. This morning, our office filed the appropriate charging information, the charging documents, and the state of Indiana will be seeking the death penalty against the individual who killed Officer Noah Chavez at the Elwood Police Department. I'm standing here with the family, appropriate law enforcement leaders, and just to let our county know, let our community know, let the people of this region know that we're moving forward with the death penalty. That's the end of the statement we have. We'll take a few questions, not too many. We can't comment on the defendant. Really don't want to even mention his name, but we can talk about the process, but that's really all that we're going to talk about. And I think members of the family are going to make a statement as soon as we're done. So if you have a couple questions, we're happy to take a couple, but we cannot comment on the defendant, just about the process.
Rodney, how did you include the family in coming to this decision?
Well, there was so many people trying to petitions and, social media trying to acting as if they were going to leverage our office to do something. And, I'm in a place where, and I've been around long enough, I just don't respond to that kind of stuff. I thought it might be appropriate for the family to bury their son and grieve a little bit before we even entertain comments about where we're headed with the prosecution. We've had the meeting with them. We staffed this with the Indiana prosecutors. It's the death penalty committee, complex litigation committee with the most experienced prosecutors in Indiana and representatives of the Attorney General's office. Unanimous decision that this is a case we should move forward with pursuing the death penalty.
I know there's at least one Beech Grove's officer who was killed. Mm-hmm. The death penalty was the sentence. Mm-hmm. He's been sitting on death row for 20 years. Some might ask, what's the point of pursuing this?
Well, we all have our responsibilities in this process. The police, the state police did an incredible job, and the resources they put in this case is as well as I've ever seen, and I've been involved in this process for over 40 years. I mean, there might have been at least 10 investigators, the electronics, the photographs, I mean, the evidence they brought with Doug Carter and his resources I've never seen anything like it in an investigation in my career. We all have a responsibility. I can't make my decision based upon what may happen with appellate courts and where the law might be. The death sentence is the law in the state of Indiana. And if it's going to be pursued, this is the kind of case where it needs to be pursued. The family understands that. We had those discussions, and our responsibility is we all have our own responsibility in this process. Mine is to pursue the death penalty in an appropriate case, and this is that case.
When was the last time you tried a death penalty case?
2005.
Now, when we spoke a couple weeks ago, you had some concerns about the appeals courts and the death sentence. What's changed your mind in the past 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
I still think there's concerns about the appellate process. The family knows that. We had those discussions. But that's not our responsibility. The law in the state of Indiana provides this sentence in an appropriate case. This is that case, and the appellate process will work out the way it works out. I have no control over that.
Do you have confidence moving forward?
I have confidence in what we're going to do, and I have confidence in the outcome of this case. Beyond that, I have no control, and I'm not going to be concerned about it. It'll work out the way it works out.
The last time I heard, the suspect was still being held at the Hamilton County Jail. Does that remain true?
I'm not certain, but I don't really care where he's at or what he's doing. I really don't want to talk about him.
Rodney, can I take a moment?
Absolutely.
There are just a couple things that I'd like to say to both the Anderson community and the County of Madison and Central Indiana. The Chavez family exhibit such extraordinary strength over this period of time in ways that I've not seen before. I'm most, most grateful to them for their willingness to step up and step out. And during my conversations with Matt, Noah's father, it's very clear that if there's not this level of accountability in our society with outreach, those, the possibility of what could come, we're going to continue to perpetuate this model of violence that's permeated our entire society. So a very public thank you during extraordinary grief to the Chanavez family. Secondly, to the folks that I'm so lucky to represent that are standing in the back of this room, I couldn't be more proud of you. These are the steps that have to be taken to bring us back to some level of civilization, because this level of violence that we're all seeing is just not okay. So a very public thank you to all those within the ISP and other agencies that have participated in this under the direction of Jeff Heron and Keith O'Donnell. I am most grateful. And to Rodney, there was never a doubt in my mind where he would land on this particular matter if he could. And he's always been one to do things that he should, not that he can. And I'm very, very grateful to Aaron and to Rodney and to the rest of the staff here for willing to take this leap, because that was a great question. And we can't predict what might happen in the future, but I know this guy's going to do the right thing.
Superintendent Carter, there's been two attacks on police officers in Indiana in the past month. What's your thoughts?
I don't understand where we've lost the value of human life. I don't understand where that's happened. And we can talk about all the different issues associated with the way in which we exist today, whether it be socioeconomically, whether it be violence in a particular neighborhood, it could be about the lack of hope, the lack of jobs, lack of resources, whatever that might be. But I think everyone understands the only thing that lasts forever is dying. And we've lost that ability to rationalize that. And we are certainly praying for the best for Brianna, or Sierra, I'm sorry, in Richmond. We're going to have to continue to respond to this and not let it ever be okay to us. Just another day. It can't be another day. It just can't be another day. We've got real problems, and it's this kind of a response, these kinds of families, this kind of a community that will maybe send a message, because this is all about accountability. And until these individuals are held accountable, we're going to continue to see this, and we're never going to be able to stop it. But there better be at least a fear of accountability when you commit these kinds of crimes. And if they're not, then welcome to our world.
And so, Carter, the legislature didn't pass legislation that you don't need a gun permit anymore. Do you think that's going to escalate crime in our state and maybe attacks on law enforcement officers?
Well, you know, the attacks on law enforcement officers, we've experienced two of them in 2 weeks, and that's what we signed on to do. So that is something I can't get my arms around. I just cannot get my arms around with people like Sierra and Noah. I just cannot get my arms around that. In regards to the guns, my position is pretty clear, and my position remains, that this was not going to cause law enforcement officers to be killed, but it was going to add a level of danger to us. And anybody that disputes that is just simply being disingenuous. So we don't know. The future is going to be able to the future will tell us. But we have limitations now with what we can do with individuals that have pistols.
Prosecutor, was there any certain element to this case that kind of pushed your decision over the edge to seek the death penalty? Or is it looking at it as a whole, you said this is something we feel?
I mean, you look at these cases in the evaluation, and is it among the worst of the worst? I've never seen anything like this before. I was a police officer for 15 years with the Anderson Police Department. This is my 24th year as a prosecutor. My career's been in law enforcement. I've never seen a police shooting like this, never heard of one anywhere in the country. And part of the issue is it among the worst of the worst? Absolutely it is. And do my colleagues believe, and the people who are going to have to represent this case in the appellate process believe this is that case? They all did unanimously. Once the family was willing to endure that, and this is a 15 or 20 year process for them, once they are willing to do that, make a commitment to being a part of that, there wasn't really any other decision to make.
Go ahead, sir.
These are Noah's sunglasses. He loved those sunglasses. He has those beautiful blue eyes, super sensitive to sunlight. So if you saw Noah, you knew a pair of shades would be close by. My name is Matt Chanavez. Noah's my firstborn son. My family misses Noah more than words can express. We want everyone to remember Noah. The guys at the PD, they would playfully tease Noah about how he wore his sunglasses. He's worn them like this since he was a little kid. If you want a small, simple way that you can remember Noah, wear your sunglasses on the back of your head, Noah style.
Thank you. That's all we have for today. Thank you very much.